I'm Brett Carter, and this is Minnesota Music Note Live.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Thanks so much. Really appreciate it. Have a good night.
Gigs have all but been canceled by the pandemic. And even though some venues are starting to host artists again, including one with our fully shielded stage, lots of artists are still challenged to find ways to reach out to fans online.
You are on mute!
For some bands, it's a whole concert. For others, it's a release of a song. And for some, like Duluth musician and public speaker Galen Lee, it's making the most of YouTube with a show called Sunday Sessions, live each week at 2 o'clock featuring virtual special guests. This weekend, it's Mother Banjo.
I'm lying down with sinners, lying all night long, lying to myself, but I know right from the wrong.
Lee has traveled the country with her unique style of music rooted in classical, Celtic, and traditional folk, utilizing looping, layering, and her distinctive mezzo-soprano voice. In 2016, Lee won the NPR Tiny Desk Contest with her song Someday We'll Linger in the Sun.
Our bow's a complex vintage wine. All ragged leaves and lemon rind. I'd spit you out, but now you're mine.
Lee was born with a genetic condition that causes complications in the development of bones and limbs. She travels to speak on the obstacles facing people with disabilities and accessibility in the music industry.
It seemed easy, but it's so hard to do. Feels too empty when we're facing the truth. Facing the truth.
Besides three solo albums and a handful of EPs and singles, Lee has worked with Alan Sparhawk in a duo called The Murder of Crows. During the pandemic, Lee began producing a weekly show on YouTube, which resulted in an album, The Living Room Sessions, featuring songs recorded in her apartment.
Each brand new day, it begins just the same, filled with hope for the future and dreams of restraint. But stumbling blocks seem to litter the way, and by nightfall, and again.
Now, on Sundays, Lee invites other artists to join her virtually for an hour-long conversation and concert. Most recently, a former touring partner, Ben DeLacour, talked music, touring, and songwriting, and played a few songs.
I first heard the word of God when I was 8 years old. He told me to take a carving knife and hold it to my brother.
Lee has guests lined up through November for her Sunday Sessions Live. A quick glance at social media, and you know Lee is a busy artist and speaker. In fact, she's also working on a book, so there's lots more to come. Look for Galen Lee's Sunday Sessions live on YouTube each week at 2 o'clock. More information on social media and at her website, violinscratches.com. This Minnesota Music Note Live was made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the members of KAXE and KBXE. I'm Brett Carter.